As we talk about technology and changes and what the space is going to look like, I'm sure you saw in the last week the Apple commercial for their AirPods and hearing loss. I was curious your perspective on that and your perspective on Apple getting involved in the hearing loss universe.
I was very surprised to see an Apple hearing commercial, like in prime time. That was super cool to see live. I thought it was great. I think it was pretty genius marketing, and it's a pretty, I think we should all be paying attention to how Apple is framing the messaging. They were pretty strategic with it. They figured out, okay, we're going to make this about relationships and relating to your daughter. And if anyone has not seen the commercial yet, the dad puts the AirPods in so he can hear his daughter play the guitar. And to also obviously have the audio effects of like the immediate like kick in. This is what it sounds like. Is it totally realistic? That's a separate thing. It's a nice story though. So I think it's raising a lot of awareness. I have run into a lot of people, and I'm not sure. I imagine this is happening with you guys too, where there are people that have decided to table hearing aids for the moment because they want to give AirPods a shot, and then they see like, is it right for them? Some of them are choosing to not move forward with AirPods, and they do want to go traditional hearing aid route for one reason or the other. But it's starting the conversation, and I think it's a fantastic sign that the biggest company in the world is prioritizing hearing, and like really, they did a lot of research behind it. I think they've done a pretty good job with it, to really educate people about it. So I think this has to be a good thing for audiology. I know that might not be everyone's take, but for me, I think this is going to be huge. This is just the beginning of it really shifting the tide.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've actually recommended them for patients when somebody has a mild loss and we're talking about hearing aids and they seem very hesitant. It's like, hey, do you have AirPods? Yes, I do. Why don't you try this? See if you notice any help. If it doesn't help you, don't get discouraged. There might be something I can do that is different from what this is, but try it. Dip your toes in the water. Recognize there's something that can be done. You might get an understanding of what you're missing beyond my demo in the office. And we're here. And I think that it's a tool that audiologists can take advantage of. And I do think it's important, kind of in the same way with other technology conversations we have when people ask about Costco or other delivery models of hearing aids, is just, hey, if something doesn't work out for you, it doesn't mean that hearing aids won't work for you. It might just mean the way you went about it wasn't the best option for you. So I don't think these things are bad for audiology, and I don't think these things are bad for our patients. It's a matter of us as the providers educating ourselves on what's out there and what these devices can do, and then educating our patients on what these devices can do for them, but also what are the limitations and what can we do that is greater than what an AirPod can do? Because even though it is the biggest name in tech, it doesn't mean that it can handle most anything beyond a mild loss. So.
I think that it is pretty it's pretty remarkable that there's now the opportunity for a version of a hearing solution or hearing healthcare right in most people's pockets. Like, how many people have AirPods? And to be able to work with technology they already have and feel comfortable with also just makes it so much more accessible, obviously. And it just sort of takes the whole people, there's just so much mystery around hearing healthcare, and it just sort of demystifies all of that and makes it something that's super approachable and easy to use. But I do think that you're right in thinking about, I think of it along a spectrum of solutions. Like, a lot of people, and this is something we talk a lot about at Tuned, is that it's not just a black and white issue. It's not just prescription hearing aids or nothing. There are so many incremental steps in between. And it is the audiologist's job to make sure that people are aware of that. And if someone's not ready for one step, that's totally fine. They can start with something else. And ultimately, we're getting them to act on it faster, which is only going to be a good thing.
Right. And when they say it's an average of 7 years from the time that somebody notices difficulty to the time they actually do something about it, if we can cut that time in half, even if it's by means of going through Apple, it's raising awareness, it's allowing people to take charge of their hearing. That's a good thing. And similar to Eric, I've also recommended Apple or Loop earplugs to certain patients based on different needs of theirs. Traditional might not be the best option for everybody, whether it's for vanity reasons or financial reasons. The best kind for them is something that they're going to wear. So if it's going to be sitting in a drawer, that's not the best option for them. And what I've found is that for people who have tried OTC or Loop and it hasn't worked for them, they'll find their way back to us. That either they don't like how it fits generically, or like it doesn't fit them quite right, or they don't like manipulating the settings by themselves, or there's not enough flexibility for them to manipulate or have it tweaked as they like, and they need medical management by an actual doctor. For the people that try it and don't necessarily like it, I've found that they eventually do make their way back for prescription ones.
Yeah, it's a great way for them to test the waters, I think.